We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Chaf. We brought down Shmuel's Memra before that if someone puts something into a window between two rooms, and it's a mayit, it makes it less than a tefach by a tefach, so then the tumah will not go from one room to another room. But if it's the thing you put there, something that you're going to take away, so then it doesn't count. That's Shmuel's Mechadish, even though right now it's less than a tefach by a tefach, but since you're going to take it away, so therefore it's not chaytzitz. Meisvei asovin shetalshon v'nicham v'chaloyin. Someone ripped off out of the ground some grass and he put it on the windowsill. Oshalom aleim v'chaloyinos, or it grew by itself onto the windows, into the window. Or umatloyinos yem v'shalosh ashalosh, which is a piece of material that's less than three etzpoyos by three etzpoyos, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. Va'aver v'ha'basa, all these things are not mekabel tumah. So grass not mekabel tumah, and things on malayim not mekabel tumah, and my tlonis not mekabel tumah. So all these things, if you put them in the window, they're going to be mite. Va'aver v'ha'basa ha'medudolim be'behema uvechaya. If a behema uvechaya has one of its limbs are hanging off and it's being held on by a thin piece of skin, the halacha is that that item, that aver, that limb has a din of oichlin. So tam tumas oichlin. It needs hechsher, but it's a tam tumas oichlin. So here, this part of the animal is not mekabel tumah only because it's not a hechsher, but be'etzem it's considered oichlin. And this also is mamayit because it's not hukshel mekabel tumah yet. Va'oif sheshachim mechaloin, or a bird that landed in this window. Again, we're saying that also all these things are mamayit in the chaloin. Va'oif chavim. If a goy sat down in his chaloyin, a goy is not mekabel tumah. Uben shmoina, that's a baby born after in the eighth month. So it's not a full-term baby, it's not a seven-month baby. So in the Gemara's times, a ben shmoina did not live. So it was considered like a nafel, and therefore is not mekabel tumah. Hamurach v'chaloyin, that's in the chaloyin. V'hamelach and salt, v'klicheres, a earthenware keli, v'seif v'toyra, and a sefer Torah, kulam ma'atim v'chaloin. All these are ma'ayit in the chaloin because they make it smaller. Aval and they're not a kabel tumah. Aval hasheleg v'habarod v'haglid v'hakvar. These are all different type of ice, really. Sheleg is snow, barod is hail, glid is thinner ice, v'hakvar is also a type of ice. All these type of ice, v'hamayim, kulam ma'atim v'chaloin. They're all not ma'ayit in the chaloin. Why not? Because they can't stay by itself. They just roll right off. And they're not considered a miyot because they don't stay by itself. So that, and even if you put it into a kli, since if the kli would not be here, would not be able to stand, like we said before, therefore it's not ma'ayit. So that's the Ad Kan, this Braisa, this Tesefta, and Mesechtas Olos. So what do we see from here? L'chari, we see from here that all these things, they allow them to sound like I'm going to use them and still so might. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. So I want to go through every single one. Right, the Gemara va'asavim on Shmuel va'asavim chazil behemtoy. Its grass is roy for the behema to eat. It can be used as behema food. So it's used as animal food. You can take it away. So how can be might the chaloin? And the Gemara va'prasta talking about a type of grass it's poison, and therefore he won't give it to his animal because his animal might die from that. Then it says Vaiter in this Braisa, Oish Ol Malehen, this grass Ol Malehen. So the Gemara answers on that. The Gemara, the Kasha on that is, keeping the Kasha Kaisa Shakalu, since it's not good, this moss growing, this grass growing on the wall, it's not good for the Kaisa, I'm going to take it off. Amarabba, the Kaisa Chorva, talking about a Kaisa of a destroyed house, that they're not worried about your wall. Rapapa, I'm full of Kaisa Yishuv, even if it's Kaisa Yishuv, Bibbam, the Chutz, Shloish Lachaloin, it's coming. It starts growing three tefachim away from the window, and therefore it's not ruining the wall. Only if it grows on the wall or near the wall was it ruin the wall. But if it's growing far away and it reached the window, so you not stare at the window, you leave it there for a long time, and that's why it's mevatalit. Matloinius, Marazakash says in the Brice, Matloinius, Mamayit Nechaloin, Chosle Kriya, the Levusha. You might use it for a patch, even though it's less than 3 or 3 or 4, you might use it for a patch. You take it off. Moreover, Smichta, it's very thick. It's a thick piece of material. You can't put it as a patch, it won't look good. Break the Gemara, Chosle Umna. The Umna is someone who is a blood letter. He lets blood, and he needs this to wipe the Piyamaka, to wipe the wound. So a little piece of material is perfect for that. So what, you're going to take it away for that? So my answer is Bariska. It's very rough. It's a rough piece of material, like a sack material, and therefore he's not going to use it for the wound. We know by every material is a different amount that's considered mekabel tuma. So by regular bag it's three through twice, three twice. But by a sack, it's arba, it's four tefachim by four tefachim. So it's a different shear. Why is it shalosh shalosh? I'm not talking about a sack material. So shame by my bar albam by like. My answer is ke'en riska. It's a piece of material. It's not sack, but it's like it. It's rough. It's rough like a sack. Great thing tomorrow. Now, next, go right there in the brayse of Eva, boss. Someone's a doll of Eva, of a chaya. It says a limb that's hanging off the Hema chaya. So if you put it in the window, it's might in the space of the window. Great thing tomorrow. Arkavazla, he might run away and take his arm with it. So how can you say that that's might in the window, Fishmoor? My answer, Vikshura, it's tied up. The behemoth is tied up. Freight Marva Shachalay, you don't want to shecht it. So Marva Tveya, it's a tummy animal. He's not going to want to shecht it. Mizavla Nachri, Salatagoy. Bechusha, it was a very lean animal. It had no fat to it. It wasn't a good animal. It wasn't going to cut it. So Freight Marva Nova, Pasik, Shadle Klav, he might cut it off, this hand off to give to the dogs. So Marva Nova, Kivin Dikit Tarval Chayim, Loy Ovid. As long as behemoth is alive, he's not going to do that because Tarval Chayim, he's not going to do that. And therefore, he might leave it here. Right, so that we talked about last time, the different sheetahs of Rishonim, it's a some Rishonim hold even one day, that's already called enough. That's called Batalei. Some say it needs more than that, but well, maybe we'll speak out of Taisa soon. Taisa assembly has to be permanently, which is will be a little schwer, yeah. Va'oif, so shalchem b'chaloin, a'oif that's settled in the window, for anything more, a parafazel, might run away. My answer is a kosher, it's tied up. So for tomorrow, shachadle, he might check this off. So it's also in the hacking mind. He might check it. My answer is a tamei. 2 minutes of tamei, he's not going to eat it. For tomorrow, mezavin leila nachri, he's going to sell it to a guy. So tomorrow, for klanisa, it's very small. It's too small. It has no meat on it. Yovel yanuka, maybe you give it. You'll take it away to give it to a child to play with. Tomorrow, mesaret, it has long nails. It's a scratch. For tomorrow, klanisa, the small bird called a klanisa, which you're saying it's talking about that bird, loy masari, doesn't scratch. It's a bird with long nails that's kachosh, that doesn't have meat like a klanisa. So the gemara, right, the Sefta said, so the gemara says, kayv also is going to pick up and leave. Hegem ayin chaloin. Why is it a kachosh? He's tied up. His friend might come. He'll call his friend to untie him. Tomorrow, Mitzayra. He's a Mitzayra. Everyone wants to keep away from him. He's a Mitzayra. He has a sickness that everyone's trying to keep away. But tomorrow, he'll get his friend Mitzayra to come untie him. He's tied up because of the government, and everyone's scared of the government. They're not going to untie him. So that's the case. Right there in the Braiso, when Shemoino, it says an 8 month, a baby born 8 month, Hamurich Mechaloin, tomorrow's going to come and take him. More like leave her baby there, no matter what the baby is. I'm going to leave the baby in the window. Tomorrow was Shabbos, it was on Shabbos. The Tanya, Ben Shemoino, Reuke Evan, Vasa of Shabbos. Ben Shemoino is born on Shabbos, he's not going to touch him. It's also a Tatl of Shabbos. Alvaimu Sheikh Alav Manakisa, but the mother could bend down and nurse him, pray out Sakonim, because of Sakonim. But like upon him, So he would leave him there for Shabbos. So Frank Tosfos is Kasha. What do you mean? Shabbos down off the bottom Tosfos, last Tosfos on Amud. But I see him every Torah of Shabbos. So Tosfos, but I read big Goyses. Shema is Koydim Shir to Shabbos. For Amud, the Shom take for Rasa. So Rashi is the Tosfos is Mashma. It has to be the long term because it's bothering him that was the difference of Shabbos. The Ma'aseh is not long term. So Tosfos answers the kids are Goyses saying he's going to be buried there. Which Durashash asks, he now buries someone on a wall. He says maybe the Rav Meir Nafel doesn't need burial. But the Maestro Ritva is different territory. Ritva says, no, it's enough. If Shabbos alone, you mevatel it, that's enough even for Shmuel. Shmuel means if you mevatel less than a day. But if it's for a day, it's for sure for a day, then avada, that's enough. So to write the Melech Hazle. Melech is going to use, he's used a salt. My answer is Marisa, we're talking about bitter salt, it's not going to be used. For anything more, Chazil Iris, he can use that salt for hides. To soften the hide. This vekaitzi has thorns in it, and that will scratch the hands. Freik the Gemara, but given the kashul kaisel shakalai, good. You're not going to take it to use, but to take it, it's not good for the wall. Like the Mishnah says, salt is not good for the wall. So tomorrow, the yosva chaspa, you put it on a piece of a shard of cheras, and if it won't ruin the wall. Freik the Gemara, chaspa guva teches. Let the chaspa alone. Be a chatzitza, a tapa on base, chav on base. The less base shura does not have a shear. It doesn't have a shear. So what does that mean? We'll speak at Rashi and Tosfos in a second. Let's be sure. Ketnan. We learned the Gavi Hilchos Shabbos, the Gavi Hitzah Shabbos, that a cheres has a shear. K'delitein bo bein pitzim l'chaveru. That it says there that what's considered enough cheres that you carry that cheres, it's considered shear hitzah. On that the Mishnah says, so might we have, let's say, a window, and the window you want to put these pieces of wood to break up the window into three different windows. But you're scared the wood's going to go this way, that way. So you put these shards of cheres in between the pieces of wood to hold up those pieces of wood. And you cement in that cheres into the window. So that size cheres is enough of a shear haitzah. Therefore, Rashi says, to be made in the shear of the window, it has to have a shear of cheres. But top Rashi, let's be sure, have a command lesser. Tosfos says, you don't have to come with this elaborate pshat and bring a raya from Shabbos. Tosfos is simple. The cheres was not mamayit because it didn't do anything to the tefach by tefach. Let's say the window was, the size was a tefach 0.1 plus tefach 0.1. When you put that cheres there, it's told it was a tefach on tefach. That's Tosfos. Look at the top Tosfos. Pirush the ain shir lechaspa lemayit mepeseach tefach. V'lo yigar siman kid the tanan. The ma'in zel shiri Shabbos. Elo ukadam bevav ach brushoi. But my melech amayit, they says just bring it there that sometimes that this you won't take this off because it's not roy for anything, but not that it's not the shear. No, we're had arguing tomorrow. No, that's a mishle gavi hoytzah as Shabbos. That needs a shear for sure. No shalav about it. Question: what's Mar's teres over here? So you don't have to come out the whole shtick of teres. Has to be chashuv of piece of cheres in order to mayit. No. That's what he's saying. They don't need it. Or long as it's not, is it may not may? Rashi is mechash and married to Gechidish. He's saying that in order to may in the window, it has to have a chashivas. You can even ask, like before, it's not a melach. Melach is may. How's melach may? A chashivas is a lot of melach. It must be. It's a good question. But upon him, the chidish Rashi tells us exactly how to teach the gemara. Let's be sure. Rashi teaches means since it's not a big shear, so it's not may because it's not chashuv. And according to Tosfos, he's saying balabatish. Technically speaking, it's not making less than a tefach al tefach. Frey de Marakasha, a kli cheres, chodule, a kli cheres, it might take off. You need it, the kli cheres. You need the kli cheres. So tomorrow, the mitnaf, it's a dirty kli cheres, you're not going to use it. So I just want to stop here. This Bryson, the Sefta says in Olis, that a kli cheres is a mait. And we had a kasha on Shmuel, that l'chayro, we had a kasha on Shmuel, the Chayyim going to move it. It says, no, it gets dirty. Now, Be'etzem, we had it before, at the end of yesterday's shir, we had a case where there was a kupa and a chavis full of groigers. So Gemara said, the chavis, why is it not, there he says, it should be, make chatzitza. So Gemara says, no, because it's not matama megabai. It's not, the reason why it is, because it's matama, If it comes Tama, yes, so it can't be Chaitzis. That's what he says. Why isn't it Chaitzis? So Frank Tosfos over there, I must be upset why it's not Chaitzis. I'm going to take it away. Take it down. So Tosfos is the biggest say before, that if the thing fills up the entire window, then even Shmuel agrees it's called a Chatzitza, even though I'm going to take it away. Only if it's a small thing, which is only being Memayit in the Kaisel, that's when you have this Vart, that if you take it away, it's not called a Miyit. And tomorrow's a Kasha, get back to tomorrow's Kasha. Kli Cheres, Chazlai, Demitif. It's dirty. You can use it to catch the blood from the bloodletting. You don't care if it's dirty because all it's doing is catching the blood. If it has a hole in it, you can't use it. Now, the Sefta said a Sefer Torah is a mayit in the Pesach, in the Chaloyin. Sefer Torah, Chazi lemikra. You can read it. You can read it. You're going to take it down to read the laning for Shabbos. My answer is a bolu. It's rubbed out. My answer is Shom Teganizah. So you've been going to it right there, and therefore it's not a kash on Shmuel. So we had a big tesefti with a bunch of different items that were saying that those things are mavmait in the chaloin, and everyone was a kasha on Shmuel, and we made a kimta at everyone that somehow you're leaving it there. So tomorrow vayta, Omar Rav, b'kol oisim mechitza, you're allowed to make a mechitza with anything, chutz mimelach v'ravav. Melach v'ravav cannot be used for mechitza. Why not? Because the melach is mespazer, it just spreads out, it doesn't stay in one place. And revav, which is fat, like gala, it melts in the sun. It melts when it's hot, it melts. So it can't be considered a wall of mechitza. But Shmuel Omar, afilu melach. Shmuel says, even salt. Omar Papa, that's not melach v'rav and Shmuel. Omar Papa, v'loi pligi, hava melach sedoimus. One's by melach sedoimus. Hava melach is tarkoinus. Melech Sodomis is very thick and very hard, like a stone. So then that could be the mechitza. Melech Sokrani is the regular soul like we have, and that doesn't that can't be counted as a wall. And the Gemara says, "V'hashdama Rabba Oisa Adam Shnei Tziburi Melech." A person can make two piles of salt of Nechaleim Kaira. Let's say you need a mavu, you need a kaira, but nothing to hold up the beam. So he says you can make two piles of salt that are 10 tefachim high on each side, put the kaira on top of it, and it works. Shamelech ma'medes ha'kaira. The melech holds up the kaira, by kaira meres the melech, and the kaira supports the melech. So then you can say, Rav and Shmuel are talking about a fellow melech as tekrenis, which is a regular melech. V'loy pligi ha'dika kaira, like kaira. If you have a kaira on top of it, it holds it in place, then it can be a mechitza. If it does not hold it in place, then it cannot be a mechitza, and you can say it still again, it's not a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel.